if we look back, have any former presidents tried something like what Bill Clinton's doing today? And if so, what are the precedents?
Well, first of all, there is, of course, no precedent for a former president to also be the spouse of the Secretary of State. So that this present situation is really quite unique, and I guess it's probably the first time that he has had a quasi-public diplomatic role since January 20th. You could correct me if that's
no, I
that's
think you're right.
Wrong. That is something that I think a lot of people, historians and others, have been curious about and see how it would work. And in a sense, it goes back to the old 1992 campaign, you know, buy one, get one free.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's a quite a variation on that. But there's no, I know it's a long way from your original question, but we'll get to it if you don't mind.
No, no problem.
I know that I thought that Obama choosing her was a brilliant move. I thought it was a brilliant move because I thought she was the right person. But I also thought that it brought Bill Clinton into the tent. And that raises another question. And now we get more to your question, and that is the possibilities of former presidents being outside the tent. Historically, former presidents have been very, very supportive of their successors. Very quiet as a rule. Partly that has to do with most former presidents are old,
sure,
and have had their time on the stage. But the general rule of thumb is that they're there for the president if he can be useful, in the same way, regardless of party, in the same way that I think it was important that. That John Kennedy, as the new president, was seen sort of walking and contemplating life with Dwight Eisenhower after the Bay of Pigs, a problem that had come almost immediately in the Kennedy administration, and it was a reassuring sort of move. And of course, that becomes so interesting. Because of the one exception to the rule, and that is Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Some things relate to that picture. The first of which is, first of all, Jimmy Carter was defeated, and he was relatively young by presidential standards when he lost. He went ahead with his life and found some very useful things to do. And landed up indeed winning a Nobel Prize.
Mm-hmm.
From a president's point of view, and this relates to all of his successors, regardless of whether they're of the opposition party or of his party, as in the case of Bill Clinton, is he is a man who chose almost to have his own foreign policy. And very much get in the way at times of what they were trying to accomplish, and sometimes push them into positions that they might not have taken. And with Carter, this relates to Haiti, the Dominican—I guess Haiti was it rather than the Dominican Republic—and
also his own trip to Korea
and his trip to Korea.